Guided by a master plan for complete domination of the Earth.
I hope you will like it.
Hi guys, and welcome back to Paranormal Hotline. We're going to kick off part two of Bob Lazar's story, exactly where we left off last week. We had some Air Force pilots describing a ship that was navigating and moving exactly how Bob said the ships would. Don't forget to leave us a review, follow us on Twitter, and we have a new episode every Tuesday. Enjoy.
There's a whole fleet of them. Look on the ASA. Oh
my gosh.
They're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west.
Look at that thing, dude.
Well, if there's like...
Look at that thing.
It's rotating.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Wow.
Look at it fly.
He also said that there's a fleet of them, so it's more than just the one, so it's not a test of whatever Bob was working on. It could be from another planet, and they're still using the same technology, which how could you blame them?
Yeah, if you got something running perfect. But again, though, at the same time, if these were dug up,
yeah,
either they got sent back in time, or this entire civilization has stagnated while we've been evolving.
I mean, like, if it's not broken, don't fix it, you know? But that was the one that they actually just managed to lock onto. There were other ones in there. Like, it's exactly how Bob Lazar described it.
It's flying like you'd assume it would fly.
Yeah, it's flying how you'd assume a flying saucer's flying. And then it starts tilting forward. And then it just disappears. Like, it just flies off. And they cut off the video before it does that. They actually cut the video. They still haven't released the full thing. The video cuts off when you hear him saying, "It's rotating."
It bothers me so much that released during 2020 and everyone was just so distracted. Any other year,
yeah,
like you said,
know,
to me,
right?
Before, any other year, that would be like really big news. But in 2020, everyone was just in survival mode.
Everyone was too busy trying to survive. I think they did it, like, they must have done that on purpose, right?
Like, it was the perfect time for it to not get any hype.
Yeah, exactly. It was the perfect time for nobody to give a shit.
I think the best time would be, like, do you know if they were releasing, like, a really big... Like, if Independence Day was releasing now...
Yeah.
If they leaked a load of alien stuff, like, deliberately leaked to, like,
yeah,
get it out there. A load of alien, yeah, stuff. Nobody would believe it. Just like that stuff with the clowns and Pennywise. And do you remember that stupid pencil thing that was off a horror movie as well? Was it Charlie?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes
it
sense.
It would just, like, look like viral marketing and nobody
viral
would
marketing.
Pay attention.
Yep. That's exactly what it would look like. What do you think it would take for the government, any government in the world, to actually come forward and tell us that there was alien life, that they were visiting us, and that they had spaceships?
I think the biggest detractor is Trump. He would have done it.
I don't think he knows. I was actually reading that book you got me for my birthday. It says that after JFK, they stopped informing presidents about all the stuff that happens with UFOs. And that one of the reasons they assassinated him was because he was going to leak some information.
Yeah, but, like, that's become a thing in, like, movies as well. Like, again, Independence Day, they actually mentioned that.
Do they?
Yeah, when the president first finds out about it, he's like, "We don't have any aliens." And then they're like, "Well..." And when he asks, he's like, "Why didn't you... I know about this." He's like, "Well, after a certain president, we stopped informing the presidents when we realized
oh
it went
God.
Above them."
What? Are you for real?
Yeah, that's in
that's
the Independence
insane.
Day movie.
Holy crap.
But, like, that's the kind of thing, like, I'd fully understand, but,
yeah,
like, it's something that shouldn't happen, but if it did happen, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, yeah. I heard, no, I only heard this. I don't know if I actually believe anything or not, but I heard that one of the reasons that JFK was assassinated, you know, by, like, it was an inside job, was because he was going to bring Marilyn Monroe to see some of the alien spaceships.
I thought you were going to say, I seen another one, it was like JFK was assassinated because he was bisexual.
Jesus.
But
I
yeah.
haven't heard that one, but yeah.
But yeah, I can completely understand someone doing that as well. It's like, "Oh, you like fancy, fancy things? I'll show you some fancy."
The fanciest it's thing out on of the fucking
world.
Planet. I mean, you can't blame the man either. I mean, like, if I had a spaceship, I'd definitely be bringing girls back to look at it.
Yeah, like, it's just the
oh,
perfect
man, just
thing
imagine.
For picking people up.
You could literally pick somebody up, but use the, like, you know, like the...
The tractor beam.
The tractor beam. I'm just picturing Marilyn Monroe doing that, like, skirt thing she did,
while
but with a tractor
lifted
beam.
Into the air.
So, I'm going to go into some of the evidence against Bob Lazar, because I think that's just as important. So I'm going to go into some of the stuff that works against him. No one has ever been able to confirm Bob Lazar's educational credentials. The colleges he claims to have been in have no record of him. MIT and all that, they don't have any record of him. And whenever he's asked for evidence of it too, like, do you have a, you know, your diploma or a college meet or whatever, he's like, yeah, I have like people I went to college with or whatever, but I don't care, like, they're deleting my information or whatever, they're trying to get rid of me. And he never really comes forward with any documents or anything, right? Bit strange. As well as that, Los Alamos, the labs that he worked in, also say that he never worked there.
Like, surely he has, like, pictures.
Apparently he does, yeah. Apparently he does. Come forward with them. I haven't seen any of them, to be honest. But the Los Alamos labs, the ones that claim that he never went there, there's a phone book that they had. They had, like, an employee contact details or whatever for the labs. And Bob Lazar is listed in them for the time that he was supposed to have been worked there. So that's one piece of evidence that, you know, kind of works in his favor. They say that he didn't work there, but why is he in that book, you know? Even the hospital that he was born in says that he was never there. There's, like, no documentation of this man ever on anything. It's like they deleted everything they could from... The man was never born, apparently.
Like, as terrifying a thought as that is, I love that.
Why?
I love that power.
to be able to delete somebody. It's like going into a browser history and just deleting for a history.
Loan. No, just be like, oh, you're going for a loan. Oh yeah, remember the other day when you annoyed me? No birth cert for you.
You just click your fingers like Thanos and they disappear.
Although it would be nice to be untraceable as well.
Yeah, it's just very strange that everything disappeared. Like, he was like, he kind of laughs about it whenever people bring it up. Like, how could I not have been born? Like, you know? He doesn't really... That is one thing about Bob Lazar. Like, I know there's all these documentaries and everything about him. He doesn't like it at all. He doesn't like the notoriety
for
it.
That's one thing I was going to say. Like, I can understand him not releasing pictures of him and the people that he used to work with, because that would drag them into the limelight. And if he doesn't like it, which it sounds like he doesn't...
Yeah. Like he has books. Like, there's books written about him. He's in documentaries. He was on the Joe Rogan podcast and stuff.
I think that's all fair. Like, if your life has gone to the point where you don't have a birth cert, do what you have to get money.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But then there's also, like, there's other stuff that he's gotten in trouble for as well. I think you're going to love this. So in 1990, Lazar was arrested for aiding and abetting a prostitution ring.
What?
He was ordered to do 150 hours of community service, stay away from brothels, and undergo psychotherapy. Yeah.
Want to try making edibles, but you're not sure where to start? Or you love to experiment in the kitchen, but you could use some inspiration? Join me, Marge, host of Bite Me, the show about edibles. I help cooks make great edibles at home. Each episode, I walk listeners through a cannabis edibles recipe that I've tested in my own kitchen. Or learn alongside me as I interview professional chefs, culinary cannabis experts, and edibles enthusiasts. Whether you're seasoned or just getting into edibles, there's always more to learn about making great edibles at home. Tune in for fun and informative episodes every Thursday on your favorite podcasting app or at bitemepodcast.com, and stay high, friends.
I feel like that was mostly an excuse to get him to do psychotherapy to make him look like a nutjob.
I feel like that too, but also I think he was just a pimp.
Yeah, I was going to say, how is he aiding and abetting?
I think it was actually like... I don't know what the word was. Or, sorry, how exactly it came across. I remember hearing about it before, but I didn't really look into it this time. This is just, I just wrote that down. But I think it was like his friend who was actually in charge of it, and he kind of helped him out with some stuff. And I think, I'm pretty sure, to be honest, they were just trying to pin him down for anything they could, you know?
Yeah. Like, I can think of a few ways I could loosely tile people I know into the same crime.
Yeah, exactly. But he owned a company called United Nuclear. So he did stay in science after that. It's not like he went on to become, you know, I don't know, a janitor or something. He was actually in science. And to this day, he's still in science. And he owned a company with his wife, Joy White. It's another thing I actually forgot to write down, but... During his time in Area 51, his wife cheated on him.
Yeah.
And the people at the base, because they monitored their employees so closely, actually knew about it before he did.
Did they not tell him?
No, they didn't tell him. And it was actually one of the things that came up when they were kind of doing like their, I don't know what you would call it, exit interview, when he was, when they were firing him, but they were like, they really wanted to kill him, but he was on the TV, so they couldn't really do anything about it. It sounds like that way anyway. They brought it up in that, and they actually told him that's how he found out that his wife was cheating on him.
That's, at what point should you tell someone? Like, that was obviously the wrong moment, but like,
to be fair, I don't think they should have known in the first place.
No, they definitely shouldn't have. They were clearly going above and beyond with spying on people for, like, fair enough, in his case, it was kind of warranted.
Yeah.
But, like, in general.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, when you're signing up to a job like that, you have to realize, okay, I'm giving away every bit of privacy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's bizarre.
I'd never use the phone again. I'd be terrified.
That's the thing. His phone was tapped. His phone was tapped all the time. His house was raided several times, and I'll get into that in a little bit. Yeah, so again, in 2016, Lazar and his wife, Joy White, were charged with violating the Federal Hazardous Substances Act for shipping restricted chemicals across state lines. So in 2007, United Nuclear were fined $7,000 or whatever for violating a law prohibiting the sales of chemicals and components used to make illegal fireworks.
I'm loving this man. And his last name is Laser.
But apparently when Bob Lazar was leaving the facility, because element 115 is so hard to come by, they had it, a good bit of it, in the research facility from the crafts that they had found or whatever. But apparently Bob stole some when he was leaving.
That's fair.
And his house has been raided so many times, and it's the only thing really in interviews that he won't talk about. If they're asked like, oh, we heard you stole some components when you were leaving the facility, he'll always say no comment, no talk, like, I'm not talking about it. I don't know if he's returned it or anything, but he apparently had a bunch of element 115 in his house,
like, when they raided him.
Yeah, I don't know if they got it or not. There's like, he doesn't talk about it, so we don't know.
I was just thinking, like, what if Forrest Fenn's treasure
was Bob Lazar's element 115?
Yeah.
That's why the guy's never come forward. He's just taken off into space.
He found a treasure, built a spaceship, and then the Pentagon released the footage last May.
I mean, if you had the technology to, like, negate gravity or whatever, could you build, like, a super suit where you could just fly?
Yes, I was thinking that, but, like, look at the size of the reactor in that picture. That reactor would be massive.
You just put it on your feet, like, skates.
That wouldn't work.
When wouldn't it?
Well, because, like, you don't have, like, the anti-inertia thing. You'd go to land and your kneecaps would come out through your skull.
Okay, fair enough. I'm sure the aliens could do it, right?
Yeah, but if they could do that, why would they need the ships?
Yeah, true. So I've watched people, like, reading Bob Lazar's body language and stuff, and
you've, I watched a really, really in-depth.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. Because, like, not only does it not indicate that he's lying in any way, he does numerous things where he, it would be actions or talking in specific ways that would be truthful. You know what I mean? It would show that he's telling the truth. Like, when he's recalling stuff in his head, the way he's talking about it, it's like he's really recalling what's happened to him, you know?
Yeah, like, you can tell, like, some things like that by looking at someone's eyes, if they're left or right or whatever.
Yeah, like, it's a very, very interesting video, and I'd suggest anybody go online and look at it. Yeah, he's done, like, numerous truth detector tests as well, and they usually come back truthful or inconclusive. Now, apparently one of the reasons why they come back inconclusive is because of the extreme stress he was put under during the job. And when you're recalling, like, a situation where you're stressed, your blood pressure goes up. Yeah. And he was usually surrounded by men carrying guns during the job. And he said that he's had people, like, hold guns to his head screaming at him in the job. It's nuts. Like, it was crazy work that he was doing. Because, like, he'd ask a specific question or whatever, like, oh, what's this? Where did this come from? And literally, you just get somebody with a gun straight to your head and don't ask those fucking questions. You're asking the wrong fucking things, you know? And the last person who had the job blew up.
That's a good point. But I'm assuming, like, there'd be some damage to the ship after.
I don't think it was near the ship. I think they were experimenting with the element elsewhere. Okay. Or no, I think it wasn't the element. I think it was actually one of the propellers or whatever they're called. The
thrust.
Yeah, one of the thrust thingies. Well, it's not really thrust as a thing.
Okay, I thought you meant like they were cutting into the ship and the ship itself blew up.
No. It was one of the reactors, I think.
Yeah, that would make sense. Why would you do that?
Yeah, I don't know. It's stupid. Like, I think they were trying to cut into the reactor to see how it worked.
Oh, yeah, to do like across this, like a cross examine thing.
Yeah, yeah. So they cut into it with a plasma gun and it just blew up.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I feel like nowadays we definitely have like some kind of machine that would be able to look through it without cutting it, right?
Like an MRI, but you can't put metal in that, can you?
No, you can't put metal in an MRI, but there's definitely something like it that we can use. Because I know there's ones that archaeologists use to find things in the ground and stuff before. Or even like, you know, the coffins and stuff? Sarcophagus that they have in like Egypt and stuff. We can see what's inside those without actually opening them now. There's like scanners that we have and stuff.
You know they've definitely done it at this stage though.
Yeah, they must have, surely. But the thing is, like, the science is being slowed down so much because they're trying to protect the information more than they're trying to actually, you know, advance the science. They hired a guy who just strapped a jet engine to his car.
Yeah, that's a good point. But, like, that ties into the whole reverse engineering stuff because, I've read stuff about it before, people being like, there was a tech boom in the 80s and 90s and we got so advanced very quickly. Because
yeah,
we were
true.
Starting to figure it out. But now because of the internet and secrecy and everything being so bogged down, it's harder to make like advancements, which is why it's been such a...
That's a fair point, yeah.
There's been such a slowdown.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's actually very, very true. So what do you think? Do you think he's telling the truth or do you think like he's telling a portion of the truth or no truth at all?
I think it's the other way around. I think it's like 3/4 of it could be true, but there's just... It could be something he saw and he fully saw it, but didn't look what it looked like kind of thing.
Didn't, like, recognize it, or...?
No, like, it could have just been, like, subterfuge, or it could have, like... He definitely seen something weird.
Yeah.
And he has enough things backing him up, and there's been enough, like, petty pushback against him.
Yeah, yeah.
Not even, like, the serious things, that, like, the raids and the tapping the phones, but small things, like, deleting his birth cert.
His birth
like,
records,
that's,
yeah.
That's clearly, like, I can see that being because of Dennis. I can see Dennis doing that.
Yeah, out of then, pure spite.
Yeah, that's like, that's a personal spite. Or even just like, you know what, you didn't go to high school anymore, fuck you.
I feel like Dennis was just like, you know, he's not going to tell anyone because of the implications.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to think of now. Whenever I imagine like the shady government man, it's just going to be Dennis.
Dennis.
Like that shadowy guy who spilled all the beans.
Yeah.
It's like, who killed JFK? Dennis.
If I was working on alien spacecrafts, I wouldn't have told a soul. I wouldn't have told anyone. Just kept it to myself.
I think you would have told me.
Maybe you. I definitely would have brought you out to the desert to see them.
See, I feel like if you bring me out to the desert, I'm going to die.
Why?
Like, I just feel like you're either...
You just assume I'm going to shoot you or something.
I was going to say crack me with a shovel.
No, I'd take you out to see the aliens.
It's like...
You with a shovel.
It's like, do you want to come out and see something cool? Yes. See it. Okay, that's the best it's going to get for you.
Look at all the lights in the sky, Michael. Look at the lights.
Jesus Christ, I'm not George. Or is it Lenny?
I can't remember. Yeah, I don't know if I believe him or not. It's very, very difficult. I started off not believing him. Then I started believing him. Then I started not believing him again. And I flip-flop back and forth. And then there's more information comes out that kind of leans towards what he's saying, you know?
Do you know what really, like, makes me doubt the whole Element 115 thing?
What?
And it's going to sound like a stupid rationale. The Simpsons.
Why?
Because we talked about it, like, you telling me about, like, the Simpsons predictions and the Higgs boson.
Yeah.
Homer had, like... an almost perfect idea what the Higgs boson, this God particle, like the maths for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I get that there was mathematicians and stuff on it, but if you were like trying to get an idea of what it's going to be like or how it's going to work out, you could put like people left gaps in the periodic table for a reason because they knew that these elements were missing even though they didn't know what the elements were.
That's true. Yeah, you're not wrong.
So like there's a certain amount you can guess about like undiscovered elements.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Simpsons took a wild shot in the dark with some random scribbles and they almost shit out the Higgs boson. So it's not hard to picture him coming up with Moscovium.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're not wrong there, but like, I just think it's very strange. I think it is very strange. It's so hard to judge. I don't think he's lying, but I don't know if what he saw was alien spaceships. He could have been looking at the next stealth bomber, you know?
Yeah.
And they didn't tell him anything about it.
I think there's two different ways to actually believe him. Like, you can believe the general, he worked on something super shady. Nobody knows what it is, but they've made his life hell for coming out about it.
Yeah,
He says it's aliens, but it could not be because they obviously lied to him. And then you have the other kind of believe him where, yes, aliens have been here for a very long time. Aliens, this is how they fly. This is what they do. This is how their ship works. And that takes a lot more trust.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'd say I fully believe he worked on something weird and shady.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way to deny that with the retaliation they have had against him.
The retaliation makes him look stupid. I feel like if they had killed him, it would have been...
Nobody'd know who he is.
Because if he had come out and said he worked at Area 51 and suddenly died, mysteriously.
Well, they didn't fire him till after he came out, though, didn't they?
I don't think so, yeah. I think they fired him after
he came out.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say. If they had just killed him, if they killed him right after he came out, yeah.
Yeah. It's just, there's just like a little bit too much of a lack of evidence. Do you know what I mean?
It's like all the stuff to prove it is circumstantial, but all the stuff to disprove it.
But again, anything to disprove it again could be just deleted by them. You know? Exactly. It could just be to make him look stupid and crazy, and you know, they just deleted all of his records of being a scientist. But he does still work in science, you know? He's clearly studied science before.
Do you know who I'd feel sorry for?
Who?
Anyone who doesn't know, like, his backstory, who joins his company, is going to be under such scrutiny from the government.
That's true. all his phones and stuff are tapped anyway, so they know exactly what he's doing all the time.
I'd love, like... There's some things in life, you know, like you really want an answer for, like, did Carol Baskins kill her husband or what?
Yeah.
Like, I'd love, like, the guidebook for just the whole event of what happened to Bob Lazar. So it could just be, like, everything in red is stuff that was fake, everything in blue is true, and here's the series of events and what changed as it went along.
I hope that when we die, we get these answers. I think that would be unreal.
Oh, I don't want to have to put up with more existence.
No, but, like, if you just get the answers, like, you get a scoreboard for being dead, and then you get, like, here's what happened. You know what I mean?
I went the other option as well, though. Did you ever see, like, Until Dawn? Like, what if you went down this path instead?
Oh, yeah, that would be really cool. You could spend hours just going through it. So that's all I have on Bob Lazar. I feel like we will come back and reference this when we're doing future episodes on aliens, but I really wanted to cover it. And if I could find any more details, I'll bring them into future podcasts. But I think it's a very interesting case, and it's really divided, you know, like, whether you believe him or not. You can't really blame anybody for believing him, you know? Like, I wouldn't call someone crazy for believing him.
I was going to say as well, it's not even that. It's also like, I feel like he's saying has a lot of weight when it comes to stuff like the military declassifying the video and stuff.
Yeah.
Because he's seen as like, okay, he's the scientific head, you'd say, of like the alien conspiracy community in America, at least.
Yeah. Well, so that's even debatable, because there are quite a few people who have come forward, including like astronauts and shit, who said that they believe in aliens that are visiting us, you know?
Didn't Buzz Aldrin say at some point?
Buzz Aldrin said that he believes in extraterrestrials, but he doesn't... He's never said that they visit us.
Yeah, I think like you could safely say like all educated, or at least like first world education, that makes sense? Like all people with like a high school
scientific
or secondary
education.
School education would agree, like, there probably is life in space, but it's microbes and shit. But then there's, like, aliens.
The thing is, like, even, like, 10 years ago, if you said that you believed in aliens, you were immediately written off as a nut job. You were crazy. But nowadays, the majority of people believe in aliens of some kind. The common response is, I believe in something's out there. We haven't come in contact with it, but I believe there's something out there. So now the common response is, do you believe in aliens? Well, yeah, there's probably something, you know?
Yeah, it's not even that as well. It's just like, it's become a lot more in the public conscious, because if I wanted to go look at a high definition of picture of Pluto right now, I can.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So it's made space seem a little bit smaller as well.
That's true.
The internet's done that for everything. Like, it made the world feel a lot smaller. And now that we're getting out into space a lot more with, like, SpaceX and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
We're learning more, so it just makes space feel a bit smaller.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. But, I mean, like, the opinion of people who believe in aliens has completely changed as well. But I think that's because there's so many, like, there's so many people in higher authorities are coming forward saying that, you know, they believe in it too, you know?
Like, if Trump came out tomorrow and said, I believe in aliens, I don't think any, like, I think that would do so much harm to the alien community.
It would. It absolutely would. Because he'd have no fucking evidence whatsoever. They tell him nothing.
He's like, I seen an alien. It was the best alien. He came down and thanked me for my work. He said it was the best president. Should always be president, actually.
Oh, he's such a prick.
He said, amongst all the humans, I have the biggest penis. Like, the Bob Lazar, like, spaceship is just the, like, the spaceship. I just think that's so cool. Like, imagine being the person who's like, yeah, I bet that. Whenever you see, like, a picture of, a, like, an alien high in a spaceship.
Well, he didn't create that. The thing is, there was flying saucers around before that. Like, Barney and Betty Hill described a flying saucer, too. But the thing is,
they've been around for, like, thousands of years.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you can't tell people that because it's drawn the exact same way it was drawn in the 60s that it's not real. That gives it more credit that it's real, because it's not like he's unoriginal and he can't come up with his own spaceship. He doesn't have to, because he's seen one for real. Same with Barney and Betty Hill, you know, like, they didn't make up the flying saucer. That's what they saw, you know?
Yeah, and again, like, as he said, there's different models.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's got the sports model. I think they're all vaguely the same shape. I think there's one that's kind of more bell-shaped, but I think they are all flying saucers. They're just different shapes to them, you know?
Yeah, they're all the same. Again, like, if you found a car, if you found a car from, like, 1920, and then you looked at a car from today, they're still cars, but they're shaped very differently.
Yeah, yeah. I really do love that he called it the sports model, because that's what it's known as. It's just the sports model.
Whenever you say that, I just picture of it, like, a Ferrari. Cherry red.
Yeah, with, like, a stripe going down it.
Yeah. But I would love to know as well, like, of all the stuff people have said in the sky, like, going back thousands of years with flying saucers, if you could find it, people who did have, like, eyewitness events, but they were, like, I seen a light cross the moon, and it was obviously, like, hell's breath or whatever. Like, I wonder how many of them would match up to that drawing, if they could, like... Like, how many of those old, weirdly worded stories would match up to that shape?
I know, yeah. But even if you look at the paintings that we looked at before, the religious paintings with the object just randomly in the sky, it's a flying saucer.
Yeah. It's clearly a flying saucer, to be fair, yeah. Like, one of them even had the... Actually, I have those pictures here.
Show me.
One of them has a pole, like that reactor in that picture.
No way.
Okay, now, see the way... In that drawing, there's a pole down the middle and there's three reactors.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm sending you an ancient Mayan tablet that has a spaceship on it, and it looks just like that. Like, it looks like that cross-section.
Oh, holy crap.
Like, you see it, right?
Yeah,
like,
I see it.
The pole and the three reactors.
Yeah, I can see that. It's very small, but...
The truss coming out the middle.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that deep dive into Bob Lazar. But that's it for this week. So if you enjoyed the podcast, give us a review on Apple Podcast. Follow us on Spotify. If you have any stories of your own, pass them into us at paranormalhotlinepodcast@gmail.com. And follow us at Twitter @ParanormalHL. Thanks, guys, and we'll see you next week. Bye. Yep.
Thanks. Bye.